Isaiah chapter 7. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, the king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Aramea, with Pekah the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem in a war against it, but he could not prevail against it. And it was reported to the house of David as follows: Aramea has taken up a position in Ephraim, and his heart and the heart of his people were moved, like the movement of the trees of the forest by the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jashub your son, at the end of the conduit at the upper pool, to the road of the fuller's field, and say to him, Take care and keep quiet. Do not fear and do not become faint-hearted at these two tales of smoking firebrands, at the burning anger of Rezin and Aramea and the son of Remaliah, in that Aramea has taken evil counsel against you, with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, saying, Let us go up into Judah, and besiege it, and divide it among ourselves, and appoint a king in it, the son of Tabeal. This is what my Lord the Lord says, It will not arise, and it will not come to pass. For the head of Aramea is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And in 65 years' time Ephraim will be severed from being a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If your faith does not hold up, you will not be upheld. Then the Lord spoke to Ahaz again and said, Ask for a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make the request profound, or make it soaringly high. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not test the Lord. Then Isaiah said, Listen now, O house of David. Is it a small matter to you to weary men? For you are also wearying my God. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and she will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey, for him to know to reject evil and to choose good. For before the boy knows to reject evil and choose good, the land which you loathe will be deserted by its two kings. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father days which have not come before, since the day when Ephraim departed from Judah, allying himself with the king of Assyria. And it will come to pass on that day that the Lord will whistle for the fly, which is at the far end of the river of Egypt, and for the bee, which is in the land of Assyria. And they will all come and settle in the watercourses of the ravines, and the fissures in the rocks, and in all the thorn bushes, and in all the pasture lands. On that day the Lord will shave with a razor, with the hired company on the far side of the river, with the king of Assyria, shaving the head and the hair on the feet, and it will also remove the beard. And it will come to pass on that day that a man will keep a heifer and two sheep. And it will come to pass, from the high yield of the production of milk, that he will eat curds. For everyone who remains in the land will eat curds and honey. And it will come to pass on that day that in every place where there were 1,000 vineyards for 1,000 pieces of silver, it will be consigned to briars and thorns. With arrows and the bow one will go there, for all the land will be briars and thorns. And as for all the mountains which had been hoed with a hoe, you shall not go there, for fear of briars and thorns. And it will be a place to drive oxen to, and for sheep to tread down.